Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, March the 9th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, I'm getting this thing started. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to get into a little bit of that today, folks. And I asked you yesterday, don't eat your lunch before you listen to this show. You might lose it. Anyway, I want to start this off by putting a shout-out to Peter in California. He sent me this. I'm not going to read it all right now in its entirety. I'm just going to read a paragraph out of If Americans Knew blog. How Israel and its partisans work to censor the Internet. Numerous well-funded, organized projects by and for Israel work to flood social media with pro-Israel propaganda while blocking facts Israel dislikes. The projects utilize Israeli soldiers, students, American teens, and others, and range from infiltrating Wikipedia to influencing YouTube. Now remember that, influencing YouTube. Some operate out of Jewish community centers in the United States. This article was written by Allison Weir, who, guess what, got her YouTube account deleted. Scottish John informed me of that. And so, my program today is called Under Siege. And I'm going to start this off with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. YouTube deletes the entire Health Ranger video channel, deleted over 1,700 videos in the latest politically motivated censorship purge. And who's doing it, folks? Israel. Yes, in the latest gross violation of free speech committed by radical left-wing tech giants, which you're going to find out who those tech giants are as we go through this program today, folks. YouTube has now deleted the entire Health Ranger video channel, wiping out over 1,700 videos covering everything from nutrition to natural medicine to history to science and current events. And over the past couple of weeks, YouTube has been on a censorship rampage that's apparently run by the SPLC, the radical left-wing hate group that despises Christianity. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, folks. It despises Christianity, despises the Second Amendment, and patriots in particular. And hundreds of prominent conservative video channels have been targeted for termination by YouTube, leading many independent media leaders to call for government regulation of YouTube to protect free speech and the end of tyranny. You know, it's just so ironic because our videos are getting flagged for harassment and bullying. That was a quote by Paul Watson and Breitbart. That's the excuse they use to take them down and eventually take the channel down. InfoWars channel also taken down less than 24 hours earlier than that. The conservatives across the Internet, including Christian and pro-Second Amendment groups, are being banned by the anti-free conservatives or anti-free speech authoritarians at Google, at YouTube, and Facebook in a concerted effort to shut down points of view they don't agree with. Now, that was a warning by InfoWars, which was also banned at nearly the same time as the Health Ranger account was banned. Now, an update, Alex Jones has posted a new video detailing that official InfoWars channel has received 3 strikes and has been, quote, frozen. And he believes complete termination of the channel by YouTube is imminent. Now, folks, understand that this is the opening salvo of a war against America. It hasn't come to bullets yet, but it is nonetheless an intellectual war between the right and the left for what's fake news and what's real. Now, what we need to understand about what's happening is that this is the opening salvo of an actual war that the left will soon take kinetic. And first, they will silence all the pro-America voices across the net. Then they stage another mass shooting, false flag, and use it to abolish the Second Amendment. Now, at this point, you have no First Amendment rights left, and you have no Second Amendment ability to defend yourself against these left-wing tyrants. Now, from here, they then fabricate fake accusations against their political targets and call for their arrest, similar to what happened in Germany, remember? First they came for the whoever, right? Knowing the people who have been silenced have no way to defend themselves against false accusations, as they've all been silenced by decree. Now, the evil left won't stop at merely silencing their political opponents, of course. They won't even stop at taking away all your firearms. What they ultimately want is to steal your country out from under you and turn America into a left-wing totalitarian regime, a police state where all dissenting views are criminalized and oppressed. The Orwellian thought control police state is here, and it's now, as demonstrated by YouTube's takedown of the entire Health Ranger channel for no justification, no justifiable reason whatsoever. Yet, the Health Ranger account is just one of hundreds or thousands that have been terminated in the last 2 weeks by YouTube totalitarians. Now, this means something much bigger is coming, folks, and they want to make sure that the independent media is silenced and unable to speak. The prediction is that a massive false flag attack is being planned that will double down on the call to abolish the Second Amendment. Who was it that came out, the spokesperson came out of the Pentagon yesterday? I think I was listening to John's show, came out of the Pentagon yesterday and said that there was a threat of a mini-nuke, maybe it was on Rivera's show, a mini-nuke to hit American soil? Is that the false flag event they're planning to do this? And most of all, realize that you are now living in a content police state where the techno giants, and again, remember that word, techno giants, because I'm going to get into who controls them here in this show, and literally the memory holding all of the content channels they don't like. And this is not happening by sheer coincidence. It's all part of a plan to silence conservatives, to silence awakened Americans like us folks, to commit election fraud at the midterms, to steal the election, to impeach Trump and repeal the Second Amendment. And once all that, is accomplished, the call for the mass arrest or mass killing of conservatives will be unleashed by the deranged left, which has been driven into mindless, seething anger by the propaganda puppet masters. The war for America has begun, and YouTube has chosen to side the side of tyranny. Now, all of us need to join together, folks, in standing for the truth, promoting RBN more than ever before, and promoting freedom and the ability to think for yourself. You need to share this broadcast everywhere. You need to share John's broadcast. You need to share Rivero's broadcast. Now, that's number one. Number two is FBI and the Geek Squad. You know, how many of you have a computer out there that you've taken into Microsoft or taken into the Geek Squad for repairs? There's an article by Aaron Mackey. After the prosecution of a California doctor revealed the FBI's ties to a Best Buy, I've taken my computer into Best Buy before, it reveals the FBI's ties to the Best Buy Geek Squad computer repair facility in Kentucky. And new documents released to EFF show that the relationship goes back years. The records also confirm that the FBI has paid the Geek Squad employees as informants. EFF filed a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA lawsuit last year, to learn more about how FBI uses Geek Squad employees to flag illegal material when people pay Best Buy to repair their computers. And the relationship potentially circumvents computer owners' Fourth Amendment rights. The document released to EFF shows that Best Buy officials have enjoyed a particularly close relationship with the agency for at least 10 years. For example, an FBI memo of September 2008 details how Best Buy hosted a meeting of the agency's cyber working group at the company's Kentucky repair facility. The memo and a related email show that Geek Squad employees also gave FBI officials a tour of the facility before their meeting, and makes clear that the law enforcement agency's Louisville division has maintained a close liaison with the Geek Squad's management in an effect to glean case initiations and to support the division's computer intrusion and cyber crime programs. And in another document, it records a $500 payment from the FBI to a confidential Geek Squad informant. And this appears to be one of the same payments at issue in the prosecution of Mark Rettenmeier, the California doctor who was charged with possession of child pornography after Best Buy sent his computer to a Kentucky Geek Squad repair facility. Now, other documents show that over the years of working with Geek Squad employees, the FBI agents developed a process for investigating and prosecuting people who sent their devices to the Geek Squad for repairs. The documents detail a series of FBI investigations in which a Geek Squad employee would call the FBI's Louisville field office after finding what they believed was child pornography. The FBI agent would show up, review the images or the video, and determine whether they believe they are illegal content. And after that, they would seize the hard drive or the computer and send it to another FBI field office near where the owner of the device lived. Agents at that local FBI office would then investigate further and in some cases try to obtain a warrant to search the device. Some of these reports indicate that the FBI treated Geek Squad employees as informants, identifying them as CHS, which is shorthand for confidential human sources. And in other cases, the FBI identifies the initial calls as coming from Best Buy employees, raising questions as to whether certain employees had different relationships with the FBI. In the case of the investigation into Rettenmeier's computers, the documents released to EFF do not appear to have been made public in that prosecution. These raise additional questions about the level of cooperation between the company and law enforcement. For example, documents reflect that Geek Squad employees only alert the FBI when they happen to find illegal materials during a manual search of images on a device, and that the FBI does not direct those employees to actively find illegal content. But some evidence in the case appears to show Geek Squad employees did make an affirmative effort to identify illegal material. The image found on Rettenmeier's hard drive was in an unallocated space, which typically requires forensic software to find. And other evidence showed that Geek Squad employees were financially rewarded for finding child pornography, such as a bounty would likely encourage Geek Squad employees to actively sweep for suspicious content. And although these documents provide new details about the FBI's connection to Geek Squad and its Kentucky repair facility, the FBI has withheld a number of other documents in response to the FOIA suit. And worse, the FBI has refused to confirm or deny to EFF whether it had similar relationships with other computer repair facilities or businesses. So you can just assume, folks, that they do, and probably all of them. Despite the FOIA specifically requesting those records, the FBI has also failed to produce documents that would show whether the agency has any internal procedures or training materials that govern when agents seek to cultivate informants at computer repair facilities. Well, they plan to challenge the FBI's stonewalling in court later this spring, and in the meantime, you can read the documents produced here, here, and here, which is, you can't read them because I don't have them here, here, and here, folks. I just wanted to point out that, yes, the FBI is in collusion with different companies, not necessarily just the Geek Squad, not necessarily just Best Buy, but they're sneaking and peeping and pooping on everybody now. And who's behind this? That's the big question. Well, I'm going to get into that today, folks, because there's a particular subject that both Michael Rivero and John Stadtmiller have said that they didn't want to touch because it made him sick. Well, I'm going to touch it today. Now, after digesting all of that, and by the way, this is a shout-out to Chicago Brew for this one, please allow me to share with you the future of America, folks, currently in the making, as for those with their eyes open, can see that the recent Parkland, Florida shooting is another step forward in the process of making you, of making me, of making all of us into full-fledged Palestinians. Now, does that sound far-fetched to you? Well, it's not. Look at everything they did at the Florida event and everything that is resulting after it, especially the laws being proposed, federal, state, etc. They're reacting in the same manner as they did on September 11th, resulting in DHS, the Patriot Act, TSA, etc., etc. And by the way, the Florida event is a contrived hoax. And many understand that many are playing along to get along. But let me assure you, folks, it is not going to matter. When your time comes, they won't care how much you rolled over for them in the past. It will still be your time, my time, their time, and our time. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you here in just a minute. And this is what we're in for, folks. This is what we're in for. I want you to have a listen at what these barbarous animals are doing to Palestinian children. Go ahead, Dan, play that first clip.
Blindfolded Palestinian.
Made international headlines.
16-year-old Palestinian.
A veteran of the Israeli prison system.
You've probably seen these two Palestinian teenagers all over the news. But what about these? Last year, 1,467 Palestinian minors were arrested. And children's rights organizations say between 500 and 700 Palestinian kids are prosecuted in Israeli military courts every year. So how does child detention in the occupied West Bank work? Well, it starts with the arrests. The occupied West Bank, except for East Jerusalem, is under Israeli military law. That means that Palestinians as young as 12 years old can be arrested if they're suspected of punishable acts. The most common one is stone throwing. It carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Now, a lot of these arrests happen in night raids. Several human and children's rights organizations have reported handcuffs, blindfolds, and physical and verbal abuse of kids during their arrests.
He's going to go with me, and he's going to be tied up all night, and he's going to get punished, and you're going to need a pay to take him back.
It's a method to terrorize the youth and to make sure that that sort of system of control is asserted on people at a young age. Because for most of the children that they arrest, you know, they're not planning on pressing charges or they're not planning on taking it any further than that initial sort of detainment period.
And once a child is arrested, they're taken to interrogation. According to Israeli military orders, kids have some rights during arrest. Their parents must know where they're being taken, the child has the right to a lawyer, and the interrogation must be filmed. But that's not always the case. Most parents don't know why their child is being taken or where they're going. Lots of kids don't see a lawyer until they're taken to court. For 16 and 17-year-olds like Ahed and Fawzi, that can take up to 4 days. And interviews are rarely recorded. If they are, they're almost impossible to get access to. The physical conditions are just as tough. During interrogation, many kids have their hands and feet tied and aren't allowed to have food, water, or go to the toilet. Physical and verbal abuse, sleep deprivation, humiliation, threats of sexual assault, and threats against the child's family have also been reported. And in between long interrogations, which can span hours at a time, kids are kept in detention centers. And in detention, some are kept in solitary confinement. According to DCIP, 19% of the kids they interviewed in 2017 were kept in isolation for an average of 12 days. Many kids end up signing confessions in Hebrew, a language they don't understand, and it's often admissible in court. Palestinian children and teenagers in the West Bank are tried in military juvenile courts. They were set up in response to worldwide criticisms of Israel's treatment of minors back in 2009. The courts have certain requirements, like specially trained judges and closed-door hearings, but conviction is still the goal.
The juvenile court provides no extra measure of justice and provides no extra concern for the child. It doesn't provide social workers, it doesn't look to rehabilitation as most juvenile courts should. It simply is a different court.
In court, the prosecution can have coerced signed confessions or testimonies from soldiers as proof. And the prosecution, as well as the judge, are all under the Israeli army. So the overwhelming majority of cases end in plea bargains, where children plead guilty in exchange for a lower sentence. The last time the courts released their conviction rate, it was 99.74%.
The notion of justice is missing, and that's because of the simple fact that the...
Okay, Dan, shut it down. Let's go to break. Be back in three, folks, and I'll continue with this.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins.
All right, folks, we're back. Live Valley of the Sun. Now, there's a couple minutes left of this clip. I'm going to play it out. This is coming here, folks. Trust me, this is coming here if we don't stop this. Go ahead and play that out, Dan. Oh, Dan. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? If it doesn't unfreeze, that's okay. I can continue with this, folks. Basically, the gist. Yeah, go ahead and cut that one, Dan. Never mind. Basically, the drift of this, folks, is that they're under Israeli military law in Gaza. 1,647 Palestinian children prosecuted this year or last year. I'm sorry. The penalty for stone throwing is 20 years. They put them in interrogation. They put them in isolation. They signed confessions in Hebrew, a language that they can't even speak. And they use the testimony of their soldiers for proofs. 99.74% conviction rate. The United Nations estimates that 373,000 children require direct and specialized psychological support, while all of Gaza's approximately 900,000 children have been affected by the war and need some level of psychosocial support. And on July 28th, UNICEF released a statement entitled "No Safe Place for Children in Gaza." And in it, the head of the organization of the Gaza Field Office, Pernil Ironside, declared, and I quote, "The physical and psychological toll that the violence is having on people is almost indescribable." He says, "We see children killed, injured, mutilated, and burnt, in addition to being terrified to their core." You know, we've got to stand together, folks, or we're going to fall separately, because as I go through this today, you're going to see this is coming to America, and it's not far off. Remember the speech by the Germans? First they came for the guns, then they came for the speech, then they came for these people, then they came for that people, and none of which affected me, but when there were no others, they came for me and mine, and no one was there to protect me. Now, why am I prefacing what I'm going to go into with this? I'm going to tell you. As I said at the beginning of the program, I heard both Michael Rivero and John Stoutenberg say on air that they couldn't watch what I'm about to share with you. But I'm going to report it as a reminder as to what we are up against and who and what is representing us in office. And when you hear this, provided you don't lose your lunch, I want you to remember these are the people that represent us. And in the end, they are worshiping this disgusting, lying, brutal, indicted criminal and supporting his vision and cheering him on at the AIPAC policy conference. Now, I'm going to play three clips. And the first is Trump's appointment. I'm not going to play it in its entirety, okay? But the first clip I'm going to play for you is Trump's appointment as ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. The second one I'm going to play, or Dan's going to play, is Vice President Mike Pence. And the third is the criminal they worship. And I call him criminal because he's under indictment right now, folks, for bribery. Now, I'm going to play a good stint of his speech, and I'm going to play it for a reason. I'm going to play the pertinent part of his speech. And then after that, I'm going to give commentary at the end. And by the way, a shout-out again to Peter in California for this one. Okay. Go ahead and play about 3 minutes. Start at 1 minute and go ahead and play about 3 minutes of that Nikki Haley clip, that clip number two, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. So many friends, and I'm honored to be able to say that when I come to AIPAC, I am with friends. You know, at the United Nations, we sometimes don't have many friends. I remember last year when we had the vote about America's principled opposition to the Castro dictatorship in Cuba.
All right, go ahead and cut it. Go to break. We'll pick it up at the end. Be back in three. We're back in about 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun now. This clip is about 20 minutes long. I'm just going to have Dan finish up. Just play it till about the 4:12 mark. Dan, go ahead and continue with Nikki Haley.
91-2. The only two no votes, you guessed it, were the United States and Israel. We say quality is more than quantity. Shortly after the 2016 election, President-elect Trump called me to talk about serving in his administration. We had a meeting at Trump Tower, and we had some good discussions about a variety of issues. Long story short, his team called me a couple of days later and said he'd like me to serve as ambassador to the United Nations. I said, I'm a governor. I don't know anything about the United Nations. We went back and forth on a few things, and the clincher was when I told the president, you know, I won't be a wallflower or a talking head. I have to be able to say what I think. Without any hesitation, President Trump said, Nikki, that's exactly why I want you to do this. President Trump has been true to his word, and I think I have too. Some of you might have seen that the top Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, recently had some advice for me. He told me to shut up. Mr. Erekat, I will always be respectful, but I will never shut up.
All right, that's enough of that nonsense, Dan. Go ahead and cut that clip. Yeah, she'll be respectful, but she won't shut up. And what she's going to say what she thinks. And what she thinks, folks, is Israel walks on water. And she's always with friends when she's at AIPAC. This butt-kissing, hiney-licking goes on for better than 20 minutes. But I'm going to spare you that, okay? I'm going to have Dan play a couple of minutes of our vice president, Mike Pence. This sycophant goes on for 20 minutes, sucking up to these barbarians. Go ahead and play clip number three, Mike, or Dan.
Friedman, to my friend Howard Kaur, to Ambassador David Friedman, members of the United States Congress, Israeli ministers, members of the Knesset, distinguished guests, to all who have come from near and far, it is great to be back at AIPAC, the largest and most influential gathering of the Friends of Israel in the United States of America. And tonight, I bring greetings from a friend of mine. And a great friend of the state of Israel, the most pro-life president, the most pro-Israel president in American history, the 45th president of the United States of America, I bring greetings from President Donald Trump. You know, thanks to the president's leadership, the alliance between America and Israel has never been stronger. The friendship between our peoples has never been deeper. And I stand before you today on his behalf to convey a simple message. America stands with Israel today, tomorrow, and always.
All right, go ahead and cut that one, Dan. Today, tomorrow, and always, America stands within Israel, their great friend, Israel. You know, the people that helped them with 9/11, folks, you know, those same people that bombed the heck out of the USS Liberty and strafed it in 1967, those are our great friends. With friends like that, who needs enemies? The most pro-life president? Donald Trump, have you turned a blind eye to all of the barbarism going on over in Gaza? Have you turned a blind eye to all of those Palestinians? He's a great friend to Israel. Folks, with that, we're in trouble. We are in serious trouble. This sycophant goes on for 20 minutes sucking up to these people. And then we have this criminal. Currently under indictment, by the way, for bribery. He's bragging about Israel technology, which should tell us something about 9/11. And then later, lying his arse off about Iran, folks. Now, this one I'm going to let go for 20 minutes. I want you to pay close attention to what this man says, because if he's telling the truth, and I believe he is, okay, Israel is controlling the technology of the vast amount of the world. We knew they were controlling the IT stuff on 9/11. We know now, okay, but listen to how far they have progressed. And then listen how he tries to demonize Iran, and then he weaves in this, oh, we used to be friends, and we stand up for the people who are being tortured in Iran for freedom. But what about the Palestinians? Oh, you forgot to mention those, BB. All right, but anyway, Let's start this clip and go ahead and play it through. Start it at the 5-minute mark and play it through the 25-minute mark, Dan. Listen to this, folks.
Thank you. I'll get there, too. Don't worry. Great to see you. Thank you. So today, I want to ask you, you remember that great Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Well, I want to talk about the good, the bad, and the beautiful. The good are all the good things that we are doing in Israel that are helping make the world a better place. The bad are all the bad things that malevolent forces are trying to do to Israel and to the world, and specifically, I'm talking about Iran. And the beautiful, well, that I'll leave to the last. So first, the good news. Israel has never been stronger militarily. Tremendously strong. That's an F-35 fighter plane, the most advanced in the world. That's an Iron Dome interceptor and many other systems that we developed with the help of America. Thank you, America. Thank you, successive American presidents. Thank you, Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike. Thank you, AIPAC, for helping bring this about. You're terrific. And this incredible military is buttressed by superb intelligence, unmatched in the world. Can you see me? I can hardly see you. I have to get closer. Yeah, I see you. That's good. Superb intelligence. You know, in the last few years, Israel's incredible intelligence services have foiled dozens of major terrorist attacks across the world in dozens of countries. That plane, a plane like that, could have been blown out of the sky if it weren't for Israeli intelligence, a plane heading from Australia to the Persian Gulf. You're boarding planes when you leave this place. You are safer because of Israeli intelligence. It not only protects Israeli lives, it protects innocent lives around the world.
Including those on 9/11, folks. Not.
And we're able to do all this because of the extraordinary soldiers of the Israel Defense Forces, men and women. Look at them. Men and women, black and white, religious and secular, gay and straight, Jews, Muslims, Christians, Druze, Circassians. They come from different backgrounds, but they're united with a common mission to protect the state of Israel. They keep us safe. They make us proud.
They keep the Palestinians safe there,
now,
Benny?
Now, I know there are quite a few veterans of the Israeli army here, so I want you to stand up. I want you to be recognized. Stand up.
Stand up and recognize your barbarism. And listen to us all cheer.
But the good news doesn't stop merely with Israel's strong military. It continues with Israel's strong economy. It's a tremendously strong economy. And I'll tell you, we made it stronger by moving Israel to free market principles, which unleashed the spark of genius embedded in our people into innovation, entrepreneurship. And there's a revolution taking place. This couldn't happen at the better time. Look at the 10 leading companies in 2006.
Here we go. Listen to this.
Five companies, one IT company, Microsoft. And a mere 10 years later, 2016, a blink of an eye in historical terms, it's completely reversed. Five IT companies, one energy company left. The true wealth is in innovation. You know these companies, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook. Guess what? They all have research centers in Israel. All of them, major research centers.
And that explains it.
And they're not alone. There are hundreds more. And there's a reason. Something is going on. It's a great change.
Yeah.
You want to hear jargon? It's one sentence. This is a terrible sentence, but I have no other way to say it. It's the confluence of big data, connectivity, and artificial intelligence. Okay?
You get connectivity.
You know what that does? It revolutionizes old industries, and it creates entirely new industries.
Snooping
and
pooping.
So here's an old industry that Israel was always great in, agriculture. We're always good in agriculture. But now we have precision agriculture. You know what that is? See that drone in the sky? It's connected to a big database. And there are sensors in the field. And in the field, there's drip irrigation and drip fertilization. And now we can target, with this technology, the water that we give, the fertilizer that we give, down to the individual plant that needs it. That's precision agriculture. That's Israel.
I see.
Unbelievable. You know, we were always good in water. I want you to see how good we are. So we recycle almost 90% of our wastewater. The next country with less than 20% is Spain. You can see how Israel, what it does for water, what it does for the environment. So when you take these two things, agriculture and water, and the other technologies that we apply in both, we can change the world. We are. I just heard about an African woman in Africa has to walk 8 hours a day to give water to her children. Four hours one way to a well, 4 hours back. And a young Israeli company brought in this technology that improves on Moses. Remember Moses? He brought water from a rock. They bring water from thin air. They bring water to Africa, to millions of people in Africa. Israeli technology.
Same people are vaccinating.
And I was just recently in India. That's my friend, Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Great friend. I'm showing him cherry tomatoes. This is in Gujarat, India. This is Israeli technology. And what I heard there was fantastic. Farmers came from the region. There's an experimental farm there and a place where Israel gives technology, know-how, to Indian farmers. 65% of India's population are farmers. And one farmer after the other gets up and says, because of Israeli technology, I've increased my crop yields and my income 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Israel is changing the world in India, in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America. Everywhere. These are the old industries. Now they're new industries. Israel is literally, how can I say this? Israel is literally driving the world.
Driving
about autonomous vehicles. Israel is a world leader in autonomous vehicles. 500 tech companies that sprang out almost instantaneously. And one of them, Mobileye, up there on the left, was just sold to Intel for the paltry sum of $15 billion. But the interesting thing is that Intel said to them, here are the keys to our 30 worldwide autonomous vehicle businesses. You run it. Israeli technology is driving the world. And one last industry, there are many more, but one more that you're all familiar with. You have bank accounts? You should. Okay. Well, you don't want anyone hacking into them, right? Or into your cars, or into the planes you ride. You need cyber security. Everybody needs cyber. Israel has become a world leader in cyber security. Look at how much they invest in the hundreds of
Israeli startup companies. That should send a chill up your spine, folks. We'll be back in three. Go ahead and cut it. We'll continue it after the break. Dan, thanks. Stick around. More to come, folks, and then I'll give commentary on this sickening word and describe.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. We got about 10 minutes left of this. This is nauseating, to say the least, and I'm going to give commentary on it when he's through with it. He's going to start talking about Iran here shortly, but go ahead and continue with this up until the top of the hour break, and then we'll finish it out after the top of the hour, Dan. Go ahead.
Companies. But here's another factor that you should know. Israel's population is how much? Who knows? Class?
8 million.
8 million. It's closer to 9, but it's about between 8 and 9 million. That's correct. And what percentage of that is of the world's population? Oh, come on. It's 0.1%. So what percentage do we get of the world global investment in cybersecurity, in private investment in cybersecurity. We're 0.1% of the world's population, and we get a whopping 20% of global private investment in cyber. We're punching 200 times above our weight. Not two times, not 10 times, not 100 times, 200 times above our weight. That's one heck of a punch. Very strong. Now here's how the dots connect. Because we have this tremendous capacity for security and intelligence, and because we have this tremendous capacity for civilian technology, for making the lives of people richer, safer, more productive, many countries are coming to Israel because they want to share with us these benefits. And that creates the third great change, which is a flourishing of Israel's diplomatic relations around the world. You know, when I
flourishing joined, diplomatic relationships
when
with
I joined
Palestine.
The Foreign Service 105 years ago,
flourishing
as a
DCM with Syria,
to this city, Washington, the number
flourishing
two in our
with
embassy,
Iraq.
I think we had about 80 or 90 countries with whom we had diplomatic relations.
Flourishing with Libya.
Now the number is 160, and there are very few countries left. By the way, what are we doing with Greenland? We got to do something with Greenland.
Why don't you move there?
Where's my advance team? Go to Greenland. They must have some satellite needs or something.
Why don't you take you and all your people and move there,
Vinny? But we're coloring the world blue. I've been to Africa 3 times in 18 months. I've been to South America, Latin America. Can you imagine?
No, I think you're coloring it red.
Of history of Israel?
Blood red.
The Prime Minister of Israel never went south of Texas. I mean, I love Texas, but... Yeah, I do. But we went to Argentina. We went to Argentina, to Colombia, to Mexico, and they say, come back, we want more. That is changing. All these countries are coming to us. India, China, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, all of them. Azerbaijan, Muslim countries. First time I visited Australia, tremendous. Far away, though. So we're coloring the world blue.
Red.
And you know what? The numbers, you remember people talked about Israel's isolation? Remember that? Israel's isolation. Pretty soon, the countries that don't have relations with us, they're going to be isolated.
All right, go ahead, cut it and go to break. We'll be back at the top of the hour, folks.
With doubt, there's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.